Day 80. Left bank and rive gauche.
Compounds, Marta. Can't stop noticing new things about them.
Love to hear that from you, Patrick. So what's the new thing this time?
Some friends of mine just returned from a trip to France, and we're talking about the various places they visited in Paris. Museums, monuments, buildings, located on streets with names like Rue de Rivoli, Boulevard de Sébastopol, Avenue Franklin Roosevelt.
Sounds like fun. What about those names?
Well, for one thing, if we had streets, avenues, and boulevards named after those people and places, we'd be saying Rivoli Street, not Street of Rivoli, and so on.
And if we had streets named after that famous Aztec emperor, it wouldn't be Mexico City's Avenida Cuauhtémoc, but rather Cuauhtémoc Avenue. And from Rome, we'd have Veneto Street, ouch, instead of Via Veneto. I think I know what you're getting at, Patrick, but you tell me.
Okay. It looks like in English we use a compound where the same expression in French would be with a, let me think, noun plus prepositional phrase. So the order of the main words gets switched across the two languages.
Main words. What's rive gauche in English? What's langue facile?
Left bank? Easy language? Not bank left, not language easy.
So what can you say about the tendencies of modification within the noun phrase in French and English?
Well, I guess in English, the modifier, probably the adjective, is before the noun, and in French, it's usually after.
A little oversimplified, but not bad for starters.
Do other languages have compounds too?
They certainly do, and often a different kind of compound as well. Consider what they can do in Japanese and Chinese. The Japanese have a compound, yoshiashi, made up of yoshi, good, and ashi, bad. But together as yoshiashi, good plus bad, you get a compound meaning quality.
That's amazing. That's like having a compound meaning temperature, made up of hot plus cold.
Yes, and Chinese has something similar with the compound dashao, meaning size, which is made up of the words large plus small.
Wish we could do that in English, Marta.
Well, we do have expressions like win-lose proposition, love-hate relationship, open-and-shut case. But of course, they're of a somewhat different kind than the Chinese and Japanese examples. Can you tell me why?
I think so. Win-lose would have to be interpreted as maybe competition. Love-hate could be emotion. And open-and-shut? Completion? And I just thought of another one, sink or swim situation. That one could be, I don't know, outcome?
Not bad, Patrick.
P.S. 16. The cabin key of the captain.